Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to be able to stand before your children this morning, your people, your sheep, Father. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up my eyes that I can see into the spiritual realm. Lord God, I thank you. Now, Lord, I ask you to anoint every ear to hear, every eye to be open. Father, I ask you to anoint and touch every heart here this morning that they can and will receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Now, what we are talking about, we're talking about spiritual blindness. Not just agape Christian fellowship. Watch this here. This ain't just for us. This is for the body of Christ at large. There are so many people in the body of Christ, so many good people, so many people that love the Lord, so many people that doing all they can to please God. But yet and still, in a lot of areas, they are spiritually blind. And we need God to touch us. We need God to lift the scales from over our eyes that we can see. Come on now. Not just through these natural eyes, but through the spiritual eye. To see things the way God sees it. Come on now. Some things we just looking at it and we taking it for face value. We looking at it with the natural eye. But we need to transition and see it from God's perspective and through the eyes of Jesus. Watch this here. In 2 Kings. Chapter 6, verses number 14. It said, therefore, send he thither horses and chariot and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. In other words, surrounded the city about. Verse 15, and when the servant of the man of God was raised early, watch this here, and going forth, behold, an host of compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Allah, it said, my master, how shall we do? In other words, what shall we do? When he's seen in the natural, come on now, when he's seen in the natural, all the horses in the chariot were surrounded them up on the hillside. And Elijah was looking, his servant was looking through the natural eyes. He was looking through the natural eye. But look at verse number 16. And he answered, which is Elijah. And he answered, fear not. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Now, how he seen that? How can one see and the other couldn't see? Because his eyes was blinded. He couldn't see it. He was looking at it in the natural sense. Elijah was looking at it from the spiritual sense. So what Elijah had to do is come back and pray for his servant. He prayed unto the Lord. Notice what he says in verse 17. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may be able to see. Open his eyes that he may be able to see. That should be our prayer, individual, then collective. Lord, open up my eyes that I can see, not just see it from through the eyes of my flesh, but through the spiritual realm. When we begin to see it in the spiritual realm, when we begin to see it through the eyes of Jesus, I want you to know it's all right. It's going to be all right. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're up against. Take your eyes off the situation in the natural and see what he sees in the spiritual realm. And I want you to know it'll take away frustration. It'll take away you sweating. It will take away your frustration when you see it through the eyes of Jesus. That is all finished. See, we can get caught up. We can look around and wonder where our brother, where our sister at, where the peoples are. But that's the way we are looking at it. But if we see it through the eyes of Jesus, it's full. We got to put some more chairs out. We got to put some more chairs. We got to see it from his perspective. We got to see it from his point of view. It said, while we look not at the thing which we see in the natural, but at the thing which we can't see in the spiritual realm. We got to look at it from his point of view. We got to look at it from Jesus' point of view. And then we'll find it. It's going to be all right. That is encouragement when we take our eyes off what we see and begin to see it the way Jesus see it. I want you to know it's already finished. It's already done. Come on, right. You're the head and not the tail. You're already blessed and not cursed. Cursed. You're not trying to get there, but just see it the way that Jesus had. He already done made a way. As the song was singing it this morning in the praise and worship, that, you know, he's a way maker. If he did it one time, guess what? He haven't lost his power. If he did it one time, he can do it 1,000 times. Come on now. He can make a way. Think back how he brought you out. Think back when the situation looked so bleak. Think back when it seemed like your back was up against the wall, the ceiling was falling in, the floor was coming apart, and he made a way.
Yes, yes.
He made a way out of no way. Come on now.
Yes.
I want you to know he changed the situation around. He made a way that you could come through that situation. He said, when thou passest through the rivers and the water, come on now, we got to pass through it. It won't be this way always. Come on now. Whatever we are facing today, it will not be this way always. It's just for a season. It's the season goes and come. It's going to change, saying it will not be this way always. Come on now. We got to see it through the eyes of Jesus. And guess what? It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. We is moving on. We is finished. And watch this here. Let's just go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's see what it says right here. We got to see it through the eyes of Jesus because we can get frustrated. We'll come to the point in the place that we just want to quit. Amen. Because it looks so bad. Take your eyes off it. And you know something? And I think, watch this here. What keep us frustrated, what keep us discouraged, it's a deficit. A lack of words. In our life, we don't have enough word to support a lot of things that we are facing. But if we get the word of God and we get the peace of God, I want you to know we can see it through the eyes of Jesus. But if you don't know the word, that's why it's so vital and important that we get the word. We get the word down. So when the situation and the circumstance arise, we can put the word on it. Didn't Jesus do that when he was out in the wilderness?
Yes, yes.
When he was hungry after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came to tempt him. He said, it is written. Come on now. What can you say about your situation this morning? Do you know what the word say about your situation? It's a lack of word deficit in our life. That's what brings frustration. That's what brings upset, unrest. But if we had the word and we could speak the word, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. We got to get in the word. We got to get in the word and ask God, open up our eyes that we can see. Lift the scales from over our eyes that we can see.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
That's what we got to do. We got to dig in, saint. We got to get in there, saint. We just can't come. Thank God for you being here this morning. Thank God that you're consistent and you're coming. But we got to just not just come. Do not walk out these doors the same way that you came. Grab a hold to something that will make your life better. Come on now. Get something and walk away with. We cannot continue to come and leave the same way. We got to get in this word. We got to ask him to help us open up our eyes. He wants you to see. He wants you to know him He wants you to know him. But we got to put some effort. He ain't going to do what I want to do. Just split your heads open and pour it in there. He's not going to do it. It don't work that way. But he'll bring you revelation and knowledge that you'll know. He wants you to grow and to go and to know of him.